Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
USA for Africa began a three-week run at the number one spot on the US charts with We Are the World on this day in 1985. The US artist answer to Band Aid had an all-star cast including Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner, Bruce Springsteen, Diana Ross and Bob Dylan, just to name a few. Composers of the track, Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie wanted Prince to be a part of it, but it proved to be difficult.
I kept calling. I was not going to let it go. And I said, let me try one more time. Prince, we need you down here. He says, can I have a separate room to record it? And then I made the worst mistake. I said, listen, I'll put you right next to Michael.
Done.
So, no, I said, Prince, are you there? He said, I'll do a guitar solo. Didn't want to be next to any of us. Prince was the isolationist.
Madonna's album American Life went to number one on this day in 2003. It was her eighth number one album, not without its controversy.
I'm very willing to push buttons. I don't have a problem with that. But I think that what people would misconstrue was that I was slagging off President Bush, and I'm not. I think that they would misconstrue that I was making light of what's happening to the soldiers in Iraq, which I'm not.
American life.
American life.
And turning the big 70 today, Paul Frehley from American hard rock band Kiss. Paul says he didn't really consider himself a guitarist.
I don't consider myself that great a guitar player. I never even took a guitar lesson. But I grew up in a family where everybody in my family played an instrument. So I guess I got the knowledge by osmosis.
And Scottish singer, recording artist and actress Sheena Easton turning 62 today. She had the 1980 hit Morning Train.
You know what? A lot of the 80s is a bit of a blur to me. So I don't remember all of it. But what I remember, my first few visits to Australia, was how similar the sense of humour is. Australians and the British all have the same sense of humour. All love to laugh at kind of like twisted, dark stuff.
Today in Music for Tuesday, the 27th of April at Mix 104.9.